we decided that the best and most efficient energy source is hydroelectric energy.
So what is hydroelectric energy?
Hydroelectricity is energy created from flowing water. It's produced from a hydroelectric dam.
So how does the water turn to electrical energy?
It's made into electricity by flowing water from a high pressure point, pushing the water very quickly down through the opening in the dam. When it opens, it causes a very fast flow of water. The flow of water goes through a part of the dam called the penstock, which forces the water at even faster speeds. After that, it spins a turbine. The faster the water flows, the more energy is created because the turbine spins faster.
Okay, well, how much of the world's energy is generated by hydroelectric energy? How can we benefit from it?
Well, only about 6% of the world's energy is hydroelectric, but we plan to increase that to 36% by creating more dams. We can benefit from that in many ways, because the more dams, the more energy being created. When there's a consistent flow of water and hydroelectric dam, energy is made.
So what might be some of the pros and cons of an electric dam?
The pros are hydroelectricity is a renewable resource, because after it passes through the dam, the water can be boiled to power other things. The hydroelectric dam prevents floods after a long period of rain. There are hardly any breakdowns. If need be, the dams can be shut down in an instant, as thermal plants take hours and nuclear plants take days. The cons are how the dams break in a massive downpour of rain, although it is very rare that it happens. Ecosystems can be destroyed. Rivers can't be cleaned out from all their silt because the dams don't allow the silt to drain.
I see it's pretty environmental, but what does it cost to build one?
Well, it costs about $30 million per dam. After you run it, you make that up in about a year. Plus, the water can be used again, unlike fossil fuels. Yearly, a hydroelectric dam makes billions of kilowatts of power. That's huge.
Wow, so the pros definitely outweigh the cons.
Yes, by far. As long as there's running waters and huge dams, there will be hydroelectricity. Thanks for your time.